combine it. I'm not tied up anymore.
Was there something larger or smaller than a bundle, a collection of, maybe you could use, if you used, say, 10 or 12 bundles?
Shock it.
All right, the shock
it. Shock it, 10 or 12 bundles, shock it up and let it dry, and then you thrash it. That's a full combine day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Now, so, if, you say, you're talking about the wheat you raised, you say, you're talking about how much wheat you got in 1 year, you'd say we raised...
Well, a large cup.
And how do you measure it?
Well, it's only if you just add a few bushels or small amounts.
I see. Now, do you raise oats?
Yes, sir.
Now, you said did you thrash oats?
You do, but I cut mine for hay. Just got through cutting. Cut for hay. Bobby.
Would you say the oats is cut or the oats are cut?
Are cut.
All right.
Oats are cut.
All right. And now, here's some different kinds of bread. What you call wheat bread made in loaves?
Light bread.
All right. And any other kinds of bread made with wheat flour than white bread?
A whole wheat bread, they call it. About that of light bread, just coming like
that. How about things cooked in maybe a pan? You know,
biscuit.
All right. Now, what about bread made with cornmeal?
Cornbread.
Now, did you ever have that made in a frying pan? Something with cornmeal?
Yeah, pancakes you call them sometimes. That is usually a little out of flour. I call them pancakes.
Pancakes. You ever call anything else for pancakes?
I have been called hoe cakes. I never did call them that.
Okay, now, for pancakes or for...
Pancakes, hoe cakes.
Now, did your mother ever make cornbread in the ashes of the fire?
No.
In the fireplace?
No.
Or roll up... little cornbread into kind of like little balls and drop it in the fish grease?
She never did. I never had no experience of that.
All right. Or kind of like cornbread rolled up in a ball and boiled with grease.
Muffin, they make that. Put muffin pan, it didn't roll it up. Put it in the pan and make it a muffin, you see.
Okay. Is there any other kind of cornbread that and made of cornmeal that you can think of besides cornbread and muffins?
That's about all I have.
And whole cakes, just that's it. Now, bread that's made at home, you call that homemade bread. Yeah. Now, what would you call bread that you bought at the store?
We just call it loaf bread.
All right. Now, this is something that's sometimes you have with a cup of coffee, maybe you have it in the morning. It has a hole in the middle. It's round and has a hole in the
donut.
Middle. Donut? Yeah. Does it have to have a hole in the middle to be a donut?
That's what they call a donut, yeah.
Okay.
I never saw a donut of that one.
All right. Now, if you have 1 pound of flour and you add one more, then you'd have two.
How's that?
You have 1 pound of flour and you add one more, then you'd have...
2 pounds.
All right. And what's the stuff that's used to make bread rise?
Yeast.
And the center of the egg is called the...
Yellow.
Yolk. All right. And if you put eggs in water for 3 minutes, you'd have...
Porridge. Poached egg.
All right. Now, poached eggs are different from boiled eggs.
That's right.
How do they differ?
Well, you break and take it out of the shell, poach, put it in water, double boil.
All right.
And a boiled egg, you boil the shell on.
All right. You were talking about meat before. You were talking about ham. What about salted pork? Salted, but not the... necessarily smoked.
Oh, it is called salting your meat down.
All right. Now, what do you call that meat?